We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Why won't you date me? You guys, it is a podcast about why I'm not dating people and why I'm single. And today I have a very fun, wonderful guest who I know from New York. His name is George Caravan. Bow, 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 bow. Ooh, George.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm just going to let you keep going. That was great. Hello. Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Thank you for being here. Yeah, I've known you for a long time.
Dude, we used to fucking rap super hard at the front desk of the old training center.
Oh,
it used to be. Do you remember that?
What a dream.
Hell yeah. I remember I bought you, I would buy you raspberry flavored Schweppes from the deli.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes!
Bring them back to you. Yeah,
that
hell
was
yeah.
so nice.
Yeah, that was your jam.
That honestly was maybe my favorite job because it was just hanging out in a building with
right.
the funniest people in New York
right.
all day.
No,
it
totally.
Was great. I
fucking
loved
it. Yeah, no, that seemed
it.
Like super cool.
So you do comedy and you're very funny.
Oh, thank you.
What's that dating life like?
I mean, you know, it's not fantastic. It's not great. I don't know. But it seems like it's not great for like any, like I'll get your opinion on this because I feel like the people I know and a lot of our mutual friends mm-hmm. are either like wifey'd or hubby'd up.
Yes.
Or they're like super single.
Or they're fucking sociopaths.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That makes sense. Yes, I've encountered a lot of crazies. But see, I wonder, like, sometimes I'm like, well, maybe just, like, humans are crazy, which they obviously
mm-hmm.
are. But I'm also like, is it in our world, like, are the people that I'm interacting with and dating, are they particularly more crazy? Like, if we lived in some other part of the country, would it feel less insane?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes, if you were in Idaho, you would be like, everyone here is so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't have these crazy people. Because, like, actors and comedians also have a level of being so narcissistic.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
That's like a base level crazy thing. Like,
oh,
people
already,
in
yeah.
Idaho aren't like, my life is so interesting that I'm going to write a 30-page fucking pilot
yeah,
about it.
I know.
Or I'm going to turn my life into a movie.
Right.
Because
what's your script
everyone,
about? It's about me.
It's about me. It's about yeah. my life, my experiences that are so different than everybody
yeah.
else's.
And I'm a straight white man. So it's very cool.
Yeah. It's yeah. just, yeah, I think it's so it's like a baseline of crazy in what
yeah.
we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just like in LA in general, because I feel like almost everybody in LA is in the industry.
Yeah. Do you think it's more cray-cray out here than NYC?
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay.
Because you go to a bar out here, everyone's the prettiest person from their shitty little town.
Word.
Nobody wants to fucking talk to you. You go to New York and you got like a garbage man, a cop, a fireman, a homeless lady, and you're like, yeah. we're all friends, right? And then you're like at an after party drinking with these fucking people.
Yeah, that's true. You can meet different kinds of people kind of more randomly in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the non... actor, comedian people exist out here. It's just harder to meet them. Do you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, you just won't interact with them. Whereas,
they're
like,
so, I don't know where they are.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know they exist. There's like, what, 3 million people here? Like, they have to be the majority, even. But, like,
I don't think so. You know. I feel like the majority are like grips and cameramen who are all married.
Yeah, word.
And then actors who are just like, I'm so sorry, I can't date you. You don't look like a fucking Ken doll or a Barbie or whatever. Yeah.
Plus, they're like mad flaky out here.
Everyone is so flaky.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's. Since being out here, I've become like a little flaky where I'm just like, I feel you. I'll be there. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not coming.
I feel you. Yeah, I am a little bit more like that. I think I'm more chill in general out here, which like some of that is good, I think, because I had a little, I mean, I grew up in Manhattan, as you know, so I had a little PTSD from that, which like I think part of it was like good for my overall personality. But the flakiness, man, I can't, there's just, I like LA. I like living here, but like I can't get used to that, dude.
It's annoying.
It's very
when people
bad.
Flake on you and you're totally. Are you fucking kidding me?
Also, like, I don't know, if I meet someone randomly, right? And let's say I get her number or something, and you know, maybe we have a little flirty flirt over the texty text. If we don't hang out within like 3 to 5 days, we're never gonna hang out.
Never.
Ever. And so like if you flake on that first, like, hey, let's get coffee, cool, and then you flake, it's over.
It's done.
You know what I mean?
There's no point in texting again.
Of course.
I think people text and think that that's intimacy or, that's a relationship.
Right.
Because I've texted people and had, like, good conversations over text or, like, over Tinder and then met them and been like, how?
Right.
How are you so good at texting but, like, you can't fucking talk in person?
See, I think that those apps really benefit people who suck in person and are and can be decent, like, online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think I'm the opposite. Like, I don't think I'm that great digitally. But okay. I think, like, in person, I think I can make a good impression. But it's hard to, like, get that to come across, especially when, like, okay, let's say you and I met, like, in a supermarket, right? Hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. 5 second interaction. Mm-hmm. That at least is, like, we have met. We have, there is some basis for an inside joke. There is something that to go off of. When it's, like, Tinder or some shit, like, you literally have nothing. There's nothing. And, like, you can use the fucking profile, but, like, I don't think that provides any, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, profiles, I'll let you read mine. Profiles, okay, in general, they don't, like, my profile doesn't say anything of value. It's not, like, who I am and what I love and what I aspire to be. It's just, like, dumb pictures and dumb little caption.
Let me see.
And
that's a good picture.
Thank you. Some people don't like that picture because I'm holding a big old dick in it. But then
it's funny, though.
Mostly everybody has been like, it's pretty funny. And it's like you.
Right.
Because I do love dicks. I have a dick earring in my ear.
Down to figure skate. I like that. Down to figure skate or fuck.
You have to say it out loud. Okay, it's a podcast.
Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, you can do it.
All right. I got a fat ass. So if you're not into it, clap, clap. See you later. I like people with a sense of humor because life is too fucking long not to laugh. New paragraph, all caps, DTF, down to figure skate or fuck or farm or fly a kite, whichever is easier. I like that. It's funny.
Thank you.
And it's short. You know what it's good about this one, too? It's not too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of text. You say what you're looking for. You're funny. You're not taking yourself too seriously. I like it.
I'll tell you something. A lot of guys will see the profile, and then you got to show them the fat ass.
Yeah, you got to.
A lot of guys will see the profile. They'll see that I'm holding a dick, and then they'll see the down to fuck, and then be like, oh, this is all she wants to talk about. And I think the reason why I keep that shit up is, like, if you could pull anything else from it, then, like, you're interesting.
I feel you.
It weeds out a lot of uninteresting people.
So, like, if a guy opens with, like, dick stuff, you're like, nah.
I'm like, I mean, I don't know. The older I get, the less I want to fuck a stranger.
No, I'm the
same. It's not appealing anymore. I'm like,
totally,
I don't know,
same.
This dirty dick. Like, no, I don't know where it's been. I don't know if you dipped it in some Clorox. Like, right. I don't want this.
No, totally.
So I feel like, because the guys I've gone out with on this haven't mentioned the dildo and haven't mentioned the down to fuck.
Okay.
No, they'll just, like, start a conversation and be like, oh, your profile's funny. Or, like, oh, how was your day? Which is, like, the thing I hate the most.
No, it's really bad.
Are you on Tinder?
No, I'm on Hinge.
I just joined Hinge.
Yeah.
Hinge is based off of your Facebook friends or whatever?
Yeah, it's like, I don't think you have like mutual friends or mutual friends of mutual friends. It's like very, very loose Facebook connections, which really it's the same shit. It doesn't fucking
matter.
That's
what I feel like. Yeah, it's like they're not sourcing anything from my fucking friends.
Yeah, it's all the same shit.
I just joined Hinge, and Hinge caps you off at who you can like per day.
Yeah, Hinge is, I mean, look, it's all the same to me. Like, they do that because they think it makes it like, this means you'll like less people and you'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like,
I think it's, they're saying, because you can get unlimited likes for like $20 a month.
Let me get the cash.
And I'm like, that's so much fucking money. Like, I paid for Tinder Express or whatever, Tinder Plus.
Okay.
So for $14.99. I've already canceled it. You can see who's already matched with you.
Oh.
And you can like do this boost feature where like I guess you just appear in more people's feeds. But I was like, so what are you doing with other, like, are you burying other people?
Yeah.
Like Tinder, that's fucked up.
I know. There's like all these algorithms and shit like limiting the whole point that those, like limiting the potential of the reason those apps exist in the first place. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, pretty messed up.
Honestly, not to make everything about race, but it's kind of like how white people have built a system and then systematically oppress the other people
right.
who have to exist within this system.
Right.
So Tinder's the man, and we're all just the little minorities trying to scrape on by to find love.
I see it. I see it, and I
okay,
hear it.
Great, great.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're on Hinge.
I'm on Hinge.
And do you, so Hinge, anybody can just talk to anybody, right? I just joined it, so I'm trying to learn
yeah,
about
yeah, I mean,
it.
You got a match. You got a match and stuff. To be honest, like, I'm not heavy on the internet game. Like, I strike the fuck out when it comes to the digital
it's
shit.
It's hard, but you photograph well, and you're a good-looking man.
I don't,
so.
You know, I appreciate you saying that. I don't know that I do photograph well, to be honest.
Okay.
I can show you my Hinge profile.
Can I see it, please?
Yeah, hold on. Because Milheiser, our mutual friend Milheiser, I showed him the profile and he was like, you don't have better pictures? And I straight up like, I hired like a photographer and shit. And I like, wait, I went for it.
You hired a photographer
yeah.
for an online dating profile?
Dude, I was like, yo, I'm trying to do this. Ooh, she's kind of cute. I was like, I'm trying to do this for real. And like, this was like a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to get to my fucking profile. And like, so I went for it and it didn't really do anything. I also think I only used like one of the photos from the professional.
Oh,
thing.
See, this is good. This is you with a dog.
Yeah.
This is you with a woman.
It's my sister, but like.
You know what? I don't think I would put
I
a
know.
Picture of you and
I
a
know.
Woman together.
That's true.
Because she looks a little older. So then it's like, wait, is this his mom, his sister? Or
yeah.
like, does he like older women? But this is a great picture of you.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I think I look handsome in that picture with my sister. That's
you
the problem.
You do look handsome in that picture. This is a great picture. It's just George sitting on, you know, a stoop with a little dog behind him. That's a good picture. This picture doesn't look like you, the one where you're jumping.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good picture. Oh, it does look like you if you zoom in. I think these are great pictures.
Okay, good. I'm
John's
glad.
Being stupid. Yeah, these are great pictures.
Okay,
I think it
good.
Shows that you're silly. I think it shows that you're good looking. I think it shows that you're tall because... people only want to date tall men.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so you're walking with this nice lady, your mom, I assume?
What? I don't even know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, that's my mom. So if you play the, so on Hinge, you can put a little vid.
Mm-hmm.
And that
and they
is.
Claim people see that more?
Yeah,
than
like
just
if
a
you
picture?
Have a vid, like they show it to four times as many people, they say,
which is
again.
So fucked up.
I know, it's the same
it's like,
shit.
What if you don't have the technology?
Right, exactly.
What if you have.
What if you don't have a smartphone in the year 2017?
What if you have a smartphone, but your like camera's broken and
totally.
You can't take a video and you're just uploading old pictures?
Totally. This is me and my mom dancing at Dodger Stadium to Tupac. If you press the. I don't. How did you get the fucking? Why does the sound not come on? Anyway, it's California Love and me and my mom being goofy together.
It's really that's cute.
So I think that's cute, but you know
that is cute. This I think your profile is good.
Dope.
Oh yeah, I forgot that there's like weird shit that you have to answer.
Yeah.
So okay, you said I'm actually legitimately bad at drawing. It looks like a 4-year-old did a thumbs up. That's funny.
All right.
It says you work at the Onion.
Well,
I
mean
know
that's
you
my
don't.
Facebook says because I was a contributing writer there like fucking 7 years ago or something.
Oh okay. Okay, let's see what else. Worst fat I participated in, Sonic the Hedgehog. That's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for an awesome person to connect with. That's nice. That's real.
I'll definitely get some likes on that.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's, the, you know. Which is good. To me, that says the person's like not just trying to DTF or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
so that's
mm-hmm.
kind of cool.
Do you come across a lot of women who are just like, ooh, baby, I'm just trying to fuck your dick?
No.
No?
No, definitely not. I mean, if they, short answer, no. But I also feel like if they are, it's never like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like a guy who's like straight, like it might be more straight up in your face, I'm trying to fuck. But like, even if a woman is, I feel like when a woman really hits on a guy, what they're really doing is they're making it easy for the guy to hit on them. Does that make sense?
No, what do you mean?
So like, let's say you're at a bar or something like that. And you see someone from like if a and a lady sees like a dude from afar that she thinks is cute, she will like walk by that guy a bunch, like needlessly a bunch of times, hoping he'll start an interaction.
Oh,
then
yeah,
like
yeah,
if
yeah.
it progresses to like later in the night, she'll hang out at that bar longer than, you know, her friends will. She'll chill. But that's sort of like usually that sort of more aggressive move of like, yo, let's straight up blah, 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 is not as it doesn't happen. But I feel like it's more like I'm hanging around this bar so you can say that to me. Does that make sense?
Yes. And yeah. I've done that before. I've been like, if he just sees me,
right.
he'll want to ask me things about myself, which is such an insane thing to do. We are all insane little monsters just trying to rub our little fucking nubbins on each other and to be happy. So you try to date more in real life, yes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you run into chuckle fuckers?
A person
who watches a comedy show and then afterwards is like, oh my God, you were like so funny. Can I please slobber on your dick?
Here's the thing. Not really. I don't think so. But like, I don't perform live as much out here as I did in New York. So that might, you know, that didn't seem to exist to me in New York that much.
Really?
I don't know, dude. Like, maybe I just wasn't aware of it. But like, because I've also never been like a big party guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm never like closing down McManus like wasted drunk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which where maybe a chuckle fucker situation might arise.
Most definitely. McManus, if you're listening and you don't know what it is, it's a bar in New York that like a bunch of Upright Citizens Brigade performers go to after shows.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, I definitely think if you went, you would run into girls who were like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. Are these women like, are they cool? Like, are you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Are they hot? Are they cool? Are they interesting? Like, I feel like
I would say probably hot, probably not cool.
You think there's a lot of hot people going to UCB shows?
I think there's a lot of young, pretty girls who go to UCB shows.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah. I don't think they're like uggos. I do think they probably have issues.
Yeah.
If they're like looking for a performer to do it for them.
Right. Right. I don't think I've run into, I certainly think like performing and stuff like helps and, you know, and, or like seeing like some of my vids or something like that, that I've like made that I'm like, you know, that might help. But I've never like, it's never like, oh, you're the guy from this. It's more like we meet, we hang, and then after like a coffee, it's like, yo, I watched your vid. It's mad good or something like that.
Ah.
And I wouldn't consider that like chuckle fucking.
So no one's ever reached out and been like, I love long haired businessmen, which you can see on Funny or Die, I believe.
Yes.
And been like, we got to smash. We got to go out.
People have made comments on Facebook about like, I'd smash that guy, but they've never reached out and been like, let's smash. So.
Oh, God, these fucking not brave women.
You know, just put yourself out there a little bit.
So when you go, okay, so a woman is messaging you on one of these apps or something, or is hitting on you in person, what is something you want to hear a woman say to you?
Like when they're spitting game?
Yeah.
I guess...
Or rather, what don't you want to hear? What is something that's like, ugh?
Like, okay, so there's certain red flags I'm looking for. One would be like nagging. Like just saying like insulting shit or like, but like joking. You know what I'm saying? Which is like, obviously I'm a fucking jokester, but like there's a difference between sort of being like, hey, we're being silly and sort of like if you started to tell me about like your show. And then I was like, oh, you mean blah, 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 blah. And it's like an insult. It's like, because we don't know, like if I just met you and you're like cutting me down, it's not so much that I'm insulted. It's more like, oh, you're insecure. Like something's up here.
Ah.
And like you feel like you gotta, and I think guys do that to girls probably more than women to men. But that's something that's a red flag for me. Also just like the emotion, like emotional instability. And there are certain like... So, like, if I, you know, like, if you, like, I rolled up one time to get, like, coffee with this woman, and, like, I got there, And then she was like, we can't go here. We have to go somewhere else. And I'm like, okay. And then we like walked down to this other place. And then she was like, and we ordered. And then we left that place. And she was just so like, and she was like, I'm sorry, I was just having a crazy day. She was so worked up. And like, look, we all have bad, but to me, I'm just like, you're all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that stuff, I'm just looking for like good conversation, to be honest.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Wait, so this woman, so you meet her for coffee, and then she walks into the place. Did she pick the place?
I picked the original place.
Okay, so you picked the OG, and then you get there, and she's like, no, I can't be here.
Yeah, she was like, I'm having a hard time, and the vibe in here is wrong. And she was like, let's just go blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool, cool. And
what
like,
an LA thing to say. I don't like the vibe in here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is the coffee not vibing with you? So then you go to another place and she's like, the vibe here is not good too.
After we ordered, which is insane.
So you paid and then left shit there?
Yeah.
That's, and then did you go to a third location with this
person?
Yeah,
we went to a third location, but it wasn't a coffee place. We were just, I think we just kind of like walked around the neighborhood.
Okay.
But like, it was just like, no big deal, right? You were like, hey, I don't want to be here. I'll go somewhere else. That's not like, I'm not going to fucking call you a crazy cray.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, if I just met you and you're like all over the place, I'm just like, what next, dude? Like, what's going to happen if we fuck? Like, you're going to go crazy, maybe.
You'll be inside her and she'll be like, I don't like this vibe. I have to go somewhere else.
Right. Exactly. That's, and then she'll make me watch her.
So funny.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing that. Like, I don't know. I'm also just like not a vibey person.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, it's also, to me though, more like, I'll give people leeway if they're like not feeling the, you know, the atmosphere. But like recently I was on like a third date. Third hangout, second like date. I don't know if you would you consider coffee a date?
Yes and no.
Okay.
It depends on like, if you end the coffee with like, we gotta do this again, as opposed to like, coffee ends and then a text message later that's like, do you want to go out again?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're like, ooh, baby, that's a date. But if not, it's like, that's a hangout. It's whatever. It's a fine line.
So then this would be a third date. Okay. So we go out on this third date. We've like made out, but we haven't like really gone after it physically. And she's like, yo, she's like, we're going back to your place.
Okay.
And so, and I was like, okay. And again, I got no expectations. I'm not trying to, you know what I mean? But like, she was very aggressive about going back to my place. So we go back to my place. Within like 5 minutes, she's like, so what do you think about sex? And I was like, you mean like in general or like what? Like what? And she's like, no, like, do you think like what do you think about you and I like having sex? And I was like, oh, I mean, you know, that's cool. But like are you feeling like no? Nah?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I'm attracted to you, but I'm not gutturally attracted to you.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, OK, like what am I supposed to say? Like, I was
that's
like,
a
sure.
Wild
yeah.
thing to say to someone. After you demand to go
right,
to their house.
Exactly. And then it just kept spiraling where like, but like we kind of like, I was like, hey, we don't have to have sex. Like we'll just, whatever. And so we're like chilling out. I'm not being like handsy with her because like she's saying like she's not gutturally attracted to me or whatever. And then like she sees me in my undies and she's like, oh, those are nice. Those are sexy underwear. I'm like, thanks. She's like, the gay boys must love you. And I was like,
oh,
yeah,
boy.
Haha. And then she goes, are you sure you don't suck cock? It's like, but that's what I mean about like she's joking, right? In quotes, but it's like, so you invite yourself to my pad, you tell me you're not attracted to me, then you see me in my underwear and you ask me if I'm gay. Like, what is happening here? You know what I mean?
I love her. She's bonkers bananas. That is so funny.
Yeah.
That pales into comparison to anything I think I've ever done. That is crazy. Did you go out with her again?
No, I asked her out one more time because she did text me later that night and she was like, hey, I'm sorry, I was kind of in my head tonight. And I was like, hey, no big deal. So I asked her out like one more time and she was like, I'm busy. And then I just didn't really. But interestingly enough, after I stopped like, you know, now recently, it's been like maybe a month or so, she's been like reaching out again.
Interesting. Did you meet her on Tinder or
no,
on Hinge or whatever?
I met her in real life.
Oh, okay. How do you meet people in real life? I'm having trouble with that.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for us too, I think, because we don't have like, you know, like you'll work on a project for a month and then you're done. You know what I mean? Or sometimes a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I try to be very aggressive about like if I see someone, especially in the daytime, because people are a little bit more chill. Like in a coffee shop or in the grocery or something. I'm not trying to like straight up hit on people, but if I see a woman that I think is interesting, I'm just like start a conversation. Just say okay. Hi. Like, just start an interaction and with no expectation of, like, date or numbers. Because I think the more often I do that, the more swaggy I feel.
Ah.
And so, like, the more confident I am in general, which I think is just a...
I would love to see an example of this or hear an example of this. So, I'm in a grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm looking at jazz apples.
Okay.
I'm putting them in my cart.
Right. How many you got in your cart right now?
Six.
Okay. So, I might say something like, and you're going to hate this, but I might say something like, damn, that's a lot of jazz apples. I might count the apples and be like, six jazz apples for one lady? Holy smokes. Now, a lot of people might be like, all right, cool, lame-o.
It would have made me laugh.
Yeah,
that's great.
Exactly. Just something silly and nothing. Or like, what are you wearing when you're picking these jazz apples?
Usually I go grocery shopping in like leggings. I'm usually coming from like the gym.
Okay. So, like, gym workout clothes.
Yeah, like, leggings, a t-shirt, sneakers, and, like, no hair on, no makeup. You would never approach me. Okay. You'd be like, this woman's not fully formed. She's not done. She's missing things.
Okay. Well, maybe, I wouldn't say that, because then that would maybe an insult. I was going to say, like, I do like to comment on people's style.
Okay.
So, something just as simple as, like, hey, cool necklace. But I have to actually think that.
Okay.
That's the key. I can't be like, oh, she's wearing a necklace, so I'll talk about necklace. Like, you got to be like, oh, that is a legit cool necklace. Uh-huh. Because I just think it has to be authentic. But it doesn't have to be a big deal. It doesn't have to be like, I noticed you from, I think that's bullshit. That sucks.
This is honestly really great advice, and I'm going to start doing this to people.
Just start the interaction with, again, and don't worry about, like, how do I transition this into getting this guy's number or getting him to ask me. It's just like I'm just starting a conversation with no expectations, because I think especially women who are used to getting hit on all the time, like, they sniff that shit out from a mile away. So it's just like, if they feel like you want anything from them, they're not into it.
Okay.
So I think you just have to be like, very simple starting point. And then look, we're improvisers. Like, you're an amazing listener. And so then from there, I'm just listening to what she says and just reacting, and that's it.
Rethinking all of my male interactions at the grocery store where a man has said something nice and I'm like, what does he want from me?
Exactly. But see, I do think that's a normal reaction when a stranger talks to you, like, what does he want? That's why you have to be very careful not to come across like you do want anything.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah, which is not easy.
This is great. Okay, so you said supermarkets, coffee shops. Okay.
I'm not a big, like, I don't drink, so, like, I'm not, like, going to bars.
You don't
and
drink
shit.
At all?
Yeah.
How long has that been?
Like, a year or so.
You an alcoholic?
No, I just don't like it.
That's such a rude question to just
no,
straight
it's
up
cool.
ask somebody.
It's cool. I mean, I've probably had, like, three drinks in 2017.
My sister doesn't drink either. She's not alcoholic. She just don't like it.
I just don't like it. I feel like I'm old enough now where I'm like, yep, I just don't like it, and I don't
care. I get it.
Care.
I've done it.
Yeah.
The older I get, the less I, like, smoke weed and the less I drink, because I'm just like, oh, I went hard for a long time.
You know what? You're not experiencing anything new.
I don't need it.
And our bodies don't take it the same. Like, fucking hangovers
Jesus
are harder.
Jesus Christ. My hangovers... last days.
Yeah, definitely. It's fucked up.
I used to go to work still drunk and then get my hangover like midway through the day and be like, well, I guess I gotta start drinking again. And it's like, that's not a way to live.
That's also a very New York thing, I feel like.
Oh,
people
yeah.
drink hard in New York.
I missed it. When I first moved out here, I was like, the bars close?
They close at
1:30?
Last call is 1:30 a.m.
Wait, there's no after party spot? There's not a bar that's gonna shut its doors and be like, keep drinking.
Right.
So I'm in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I'm drinking my coffee and I'm reading a book.
Okay.
The book is entitled The Hunger of My Life.
Okay, dope. I mean, so already, if I can read the title from my vantage point, I'm making a comment about the title.
Oh, okay.
So, like, again, okay, wait. Is it like, so like, it was like a self-helpy book?
I just made up the title.
The Hunger of My Life.
Yeah. It's a memoir of a woman who's just looking for the best spaghetti.
So boom, that is our interaction right there. I would say like The Hunger of My Life. Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but The Hunger of My Life. That's such an interesting title. What is that book about?
It's about this woman who's looking for the best spaghetti.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, that's the whole book. Every page is about spaghetti.
Wow. Do you think she's going to find it, or is it like Love Lost?
I mean, honestly, I'm like 13 pages in and it seems like Love Lost.
Oh, dude, fuck that. If I'm going to read a book about spaghetti, I want that woman to, like, find the top-notch spaghettis.
You're right. I'm throwing this book away. What's your name?
George.
I'm Brenda.
That was aggressive.
Great. That's a great conversation.
I mean, I think, especially with dudes, because I think, you know, dudes will out. A lot of my friends like, I don't know what to say. Like, fucking blah, blah. Not that my friends sound like, you know, some.
They do.
Yeah.
I know them all.
You
Mario.
Do know them all. Yeah, Mario. Fucking Johnny Two Shades. Yeah. But like, it's there's no right thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the slicker you try to be, the shittier it is.
Mm.
So that's why I just think it's like, oh, you're reading this book? What's the book? But you just have to have the confidence to be like, because you're straight up interrupting someone reading a motherfucking uh-huh. book. That's not nice. But you go in there with a smile, like, hey, I'm sorry, that title is so interesting to me. Like, mm-hmm. what's that book about? And again, you're just trying to get one reaction. That's mm-hmm. it. If someone's really not into it, they'll be like, and then you're like, okay.
This isn't a book.
Right, exactly.
You're like, oh, no, you're oh, not
you're
okay.
Insane. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, but again, I say this like I I'm fucking some master at it. It's not easy.
No, but like this literally has never occurred to me to just talk to people.
Just talk to people.
In public.
But see, okay, here's a good way to practice this for people listening who are like, nah, I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk to people of the same sex. Talk to people that you're not attracted to. Like, just start talking to people. So, like, talking to people is not a big deal. So, like, mm-hmm. engage in conversation with your barista. Engage in conversation when you're at the grocery with, like, you know, the old man who's checking you out.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're not trying to, like, hit on this old dude. But, like, you're just getting used to having exactly.
a dumb conversation with someone you don't know.
Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah.
You should teach a dating class, maybe? Okay, we got to take a break right now. But we gonna come back for more fun.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/dateme. Okay. Hey, Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Million people are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. If you're among them, just know you are not alone, and there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of people have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair but restored their confidence too. Nutrafol offers 2 targeted formulas that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical study, 68% of people reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support my show by going to Nutrafol.com and using the promo code DATEME, and new customers get 20% off. This is their best offer available anywhere, plus free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code DATEME. Oh boy, a lot of us have been feeling the sting of being socially distanced for months now, compounded by the prospects of being crammed inside during the cold months and the craziness of the upcoming election, which might be done already, but who knows? We gotta have some self-care. Feel Good Filth is kink-positive erotic role plays for people who like that. So a lot of people use imagination, and it's a huge role in arousal. So Feel Good Filth creates immersive, kinky audio role plays that allow your body and your mind to let go so you can take an active role in the fantasy. And unlike mainstream porn, the action is entirely focused on your pleasure. All audios are clearly text, so you can safely find a scene tailor-made for your kinks. There are no visuals, so no need to focus on the bodies of others. You can participate as your own beautiful self. No need to compare. Feel Good Filth is made with 100% shame-free guarantee. Sex and kinks make us who we are, so let's proudly let those freak flags fly. Visit feelgoodfilth.com/date me for a free premium audio care package and see where you can get the best deals on their hottest stuff. All of the spice of a hookup without the need for potential contact tracing.
You're not in a relationship now, right?
No.
Okay. Do you want to be?
I'm open to it. But it's not my number one focus.
What's your number one focus?
Just like my work and like making shit
being
happen.
Funny on film. Hell, so it lasts forever, as opposed to improv. Where you're like, did you
know,
like
right?
it? It'll never happen again.
You
and
saw
it's
the
done.
You saw me at my best, and no one will know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I'm open to it, you know. But it's not something I fantasize about very much, to be honest. Also, I've been single for so long that like I'm good at being single, not in the sense that like, oh yeah, I'm out partying and like fucking hitting on girls. It's more just like I'm comfortable with it. It doesn't make I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Mm-hmm. So like I it doesn't scare me to be alone.
Fair. You know? I am also at a point
I don't know. I go back and forth being like, sometimes late at night, I'll be like, oh boy, this is tough. And then my roommate's dating someone. So I was like, oh, this sucks. I get to watch them be like lovey-dovey.
Yeah, that is
but
tough.
Then other times I'm like, oh, I'm gone 90% of the time. So exactly. Like, and I'm working the 10% that I'm here. Right. So I don't even know how I'd have a real relationship with somebody.
Exactly.
And then when I'm like hardcore trying to date, I spent the summer trying to date because I was like, I'm here for the summer and I know I'm here. And then I don't have to start working until the end of September. Right. So, like, let's get a relationship going. Yeah, and then,
real quick.
And then I'll, like, persevere throughout me working. Right, and right, then right. Christmas will be here and we'll spend time together.
Right.
Which is the most insane way to think about having a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. But, I mean, when you say, I think it's just like, see, when you say you want a relationship, what I'm hearing when you delve out the details is where I'm, which is a similar point of view that I have, which is you want to feel engaged in the game. You want a dude that's on the radar that you're texting, maybe that you're making out with a little bit.
Yes.
Maybe one or two or three even. Like, not that you need numbers, but I'm just saying, like, you want to feel like on a Friday night, if you're feeling lonely, there's someone you can flirt with.
There's someone there. Yes.
That, as long as that's happening, being single is not, is like, doesn't suck.
No.
You know what I mean?
And
it
I
doesn't
have that right now. And I'm like, oh boy.
Right, right. It's not
all
even.
All these dudes fucking suck.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Okay. We've come to a point in time where I'm going to reveal something. We've made out before.
Uh-oh.
It was in New York. I don't know if you know this, but I devised a whole plan to have this happen.
Explain it to me.
I don't remember when I was like, ooh, that George Kerman is cute and I want it. But I don't remember when it happened. So Chris Gethard, really funny dude, had a charity thing for the March of Dimes.
Right.
And everyone was doing like weird shit, like Corey Brown drank his own piss. Finelli got like electrocuted.
Right.
So then I was like, what if we do a doppelgangbang, which is me, Sashir, and Keisha giving lap dances to people.
Right.
So I was like, I want to give George a lap dance. So I think Keisha, because it was on my birthday, paid for your lap dance.
Yeah.
Which is like so dumb. We could have just been like, no, we'll just bring George
up. Yeah, I would have been
totally
cool
with it. But then it was like a good cause or whatever.
Sure, sure, sure.
So then during the lap dance, I think I made out with you, right?
Yeah.
Or like, kissy.
Yeah, we made. Yeah, we did a little kissy kiss. But yeah, you got to entertain that audience. You know what I'm saying?
Got to show them that you're just a little freak who's horny. and then nothing happened after that.
Right.
But I think I asked you out, and you were like, "No, thank you." So why didn't you date me?
Did you ask me out?
I did. I emailed you.
Okay, email ask.
Which
out.
Is a running theme for me.
Yeah.
Like after I've made out with people or fucked them, I fucked Joanna and then emailed her thank you.
That's awesome.
So, answer it.
Well,
why?
Here's
why?
The thing.
Why?
We made out, but we made out in the context of like, that's not really making out.
Sure.
If we're being honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was during a show.
Right.
There was an audience.
You also admitted to like fully manipulating the situation. So it's a little bit, it's not, I think it's a little bit, you know, to be like,
crazy.
What the fuck? No, I don't think it's crazy to do that, but then to be like, what's his problem? We made out on stage, and now he doesn't want to go out. I mean, I didn't go out with anyone back then. That was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just fucking obsessed with improv, and like, it was nothing, I love you, you know that, but it's not like I was like, I just like, I don't know, man, like, go, and I was very, especially back then, because I think that was before I was like, technically a performer, like a house performer. I was real concerned with like, I didn't want to fuck anyone at UC. Like, I did not want to, like, fuck with. Because I think a lot of people there already perceived me a certain way, which, you know, fair or unfair. But, like, I did not want to be the guy that, like, fucked some, you know, other performer and, like, didn't call her or whatever. So I was like, I'm just not going to fuck my reputation up with any of this shit.
Smart.
So that, you know, it wasn't just you that I was, like, not pursuing. Not that tons of people wanted me to. But you know what I'm saying? So that, I mean, that's a big part of it. But it was nothing like, it's not like, oh, you suck or something.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. You said you had a question for me.
My question was just,
my
question, because it was, which you already answered, is I was concerned because we were emailing about doing this podcast. And you were like, yeah, I was going to mention how we like made out and stuff. And I was like, is there another time we made out? Because like that,
nope.
Right. Okay, cool. Because I was concerned that like we had made out and I did not remember. That's like, you know what I'm saying?
Very funny that you didn't just ask before you came.
I was
just like, is she going to reveal something and well, I'm not going to know about it?
To be honest, though, I thought that that would be good podcast fodder. Because I was like,
well, you were in a blackout. You were passed out in the corner. I climbed on top of you and had my way with your mouth.
And it was great. I have a good dating story to tell you if we have time later. Just to
we have tons of time. Tell me now.
Yeah. Okay. So this was back when I was in New York, probably around the time we did that, maybe like a year or mm-hmm. two later. I met this woman on a shoot. And this is the kind of situation where we would meet people, right? Like mm-hmm. a 1 day, 2 day thing. She was really, really like hot, quote unquote.
Okay.
And so like I was able to get her number on set, but like I didn't text her. And so, like I didn't want to mm-hmm. like, sometimes with those types, it's like if you come on strong, it's like a turnoff. Whatever. Long story long, we ended up hanging out like months later, right? We had hung out a couple times. It was cool, whatever. She seemed a little cray, but in like a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
Third time we hang out, I had done Sketch Cram that day, which for those of you who don't know, it's just like an all-day show at UCB. So the point being, I was like exhausted, right? Like 6 a.m. to midnight, just like being creative. So it was just like a lot of, expelling a lot of mental energy. She's texting me like, yo, come over. We haven't like had sex yet. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like the night. So I hop a cab out to Hoboken, right? This is where she lived. And I get out there and she's like rolling a joint of hash. She's like, yeah, I'm mm-hmm. rolling a joint of hash. She's like, we should smoke it. I was like, hey, why don't we smoke it in that jacuzzi? Because she has mm-hmm. a jacuzzi, right? So I'm thinking I'm being slick. She's like, oh, great idea. And then she's like, yeah, I have a way of making the water like really hot. And so she starts cutting up like vegetables, like carrots and like she was half Filipino. And I think there was like some spices and stuff, just like food.
Okay.
And we go up into to the upstairs room and like she puts that shit in the water. Right. And I'm like, okay,
in the jacuzzi water.
She's in fully naked. We haven't seen each other naked to this point.
Okay.
I strip down. I'm naked. I put 1 foot in this water. Nicole Byer, I swear to fucking God, this was 1,000 degrees. My fucking leg, I thought it was going to incinerate. And I was like so, and I'm standing there 1 foot in, 1 foot out, dick swinging around. She's like totally submerged in water, no problem on her end. And I'm like, fuck, I got to do this. So I get in, so hot, so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
We spark this joint, as I established earlier. I'm not a big party guy, but I'm like, okay, so we're like smoking this hash, whatever. Long story long, I get the spins
mm-hmm.
real quick, like within 10 minutes, right? And I can feel it, and I'm like, fuck, like, mm-hmm. am I going to be able to, like, you know, fucking get through this? She kind of gives me the eye, and at this point, my memory's kind of fucked, but she kind of gives me the eyes, like, let's go fuck now, kind of vibe. And we stand up, and all the blood rushed to my head, and I fucking fainted.
Oh, no.
I faint, just like, boom, in the jacuzzi, and because I'm, like, a goofy comedian or whatever, she thought I was, like, joking around,
uh-huh.
and the next thing I remember is my eyes opening from under the water and seeing her. You know how, like, when you look up underwater and you look at people and they're, like, wavy?
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, seeing her wavy body, and I was like, what the fuck's happening? And then she, like, picked me up, and she was like, did you just, like, faint? And I was like, nah, I'm cool. It's good. And I was, like, trying to play it off, and I went to the other bathroom to, like, be alone for a second, mm-hmm. and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I literally said out loud to myself in the mirror, I said, can you have sex right now? And the answer, Nicole Byer, was no.
No.
I could not.
That's very funny. Yeah. Also, so funny that she thought you were doing a bit and waited to help you.
Like, maybe I could have drowned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was
and
insane.
And she's like, he's really committed.
He's just, yeah, he's a great actor.
Oh, my God.
Holy
I love it.
Smokes.
Like, I can't wait to fuck this wonderful actor.
Yeah.
Like, he's really
He's performing
right now.
For me right before
this
we fuck.
This is like performance art.
This is fantastic.
I love it. That's so funny. So you didn't fuck her.
Not that.
Oh, but you didn't. You
eventually. We did.
Her.
We actually dated for like a month or two. But you know what was funny about that was she thought I was like a drug addict because of that and some other experiences that she had like never seen anyone like faint before. So she was like, what's going, you know, she thought, you know what I'm saying? And I think she was into the idea of dating a messy guy.
Oh, okay.
And I think it was like, sorry, dude, like, I'm actually kind of just a dork. Like, I just, you know.
What were the other things that would lead her to believe that you were drug addict?
The other thing was, at this time in my life, Nicole, I was going through this thing where I was getting food caught in my, like, chest.
What?
Yeah, it was weird. And, like, I couldn't fully swallow things.
Okay.
And so sometimes, like, I'd have to, like, sometimes, like, get up and, like, use gravity, take a sip of water, whatever. But sometimes if it was bad, I would, like, vomit it up. So literally 1 week after this fainting in the jacuzzi, I take her out to like a nice restaurant and I'm feeling like just for my own manhood, I'm like, mm-hmm. I need to, like, that was so lame what I did. Like, I want to just feel like I can, you know. So I took a real, last bite of the meal, steak, it gets caught, right? So I go to the bathroom, and normally if I puke, I'm good. This time, it's just like every 10 minutes, it just couldn't go away. So I was like going to the bathroom throughout the night, every 10 minutes puking.
Oh, no.
And so she thinks I'm like, you know.
Doing coke or
something? Yeah, just
something.
And every time I came out, I was like, she's going to be gone. Like, she's going to be gone. I would be gone. She was there. She was totally there. I should have known she was crazy because we later went back to my place, closed, sealed the deal that night, and she carved her name into my desk with a knife. I'm like,
oh my God.
I was like, this is insane.
Ah, what a treat,
yeah.
George. This has been great. Okay, George Kerman, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, check out Long Hair Businessman on Funny or Die, and there's a short that actually Joanna Bradley and I are dropping via Funny or Die this week called Apple Rumors. Other than that, my Instagram is Toilets of Los Angeles, where I post pictures of toilets only. It's not very popular, but check it out.
It's not very popular?
Nah.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
My social media game is weak, dude. I mean, I just don't have any. That's my only thing.
So wait, why did you decide to do Toilets of Los Angeles as opposed to like...
Well, here's the real reason is I fucked up and didn't realize you could have two Instagram accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to just have your boy George, which was just my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I erased all of that.
Oh, shit.
And was like, I'm only doing toilets. And then like, because like I saw there were so many toilets that had been thrown out on the street.
So why don't you just get a new Instagram and rebuild your personal one?
Yeah, it just feels like a lot of work. Like, what do you Instagram? Like, I don't, what the fuck do you Instagram?
I Instagram pictures of myself when I'm feeling pretty.
Okay.
That sounded so sad. And then I Instagram, like, I'm doing this show, or, I'm promoting this.
Word.
Like, when you work more, they'll make you do it.
Well,
that sounded shitty.
It did sound shitty, but that's okay. We're pals. But I don't think I will do it.
But
I think,
like,
I'll refuse.
The show that you just did episodes on, they're going to ask you to promote on it.
Yes, they will.
They will ask you to promote. They will ask you to... And that's going to keep happening. You're going to keep booking shit, and they're going to be like, you have to promote this.
But if I start an Instagram account right now with zero people...
It doesn't
then
matter.
I just look...
By the time it comes out, you'll have like a couple thousand. Yeah, and I'm telling you, you're a good-looking man.
Appreciate it.
Women are thirsty. They're pussies. They're looking.
You ever be DMing dudes on...
I don't. All right. Don't DM dudes because I've been DM'd by strangers, and it feels crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But usually people will DM me nasty things. Like,
nasty things. Tell
me. I want to eat your fat puss.
Whoa.
And it's like, it's not fat. Like, that's the least fat part about me. Like, everything else is pretty big, but like, that's just normal size.
Do you respond with that?
No.
Nice.
I usually don't respond.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at the end of this.
Dude, we're done.
Yeah, so if you listen to this podcast and you said, oh, baby, I like it. What extra thing can I do? You could go to iTunes and you can rate this podcast 5 stars. And if you rate it 5 stars, you can also put a comment. And if you put a comment hitting on me or saying something very salacious and sexual, I'll read it out loud. Here's an example. I don't have any good examples of what people have sent to me, so this is off the top of my head. You could say, hey, Nicole, love your podcast. I want to put my finger in your butt. You can also say, hey, Nicole, you're a nice piece of chocolate. I want to put you in my mouth. And by my mouth, I mean I want to put you right in my dick hole. These are all terrible. So you'll think of better ones. Thank you so much for listening. And George, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.